Because
That's
it
the
looks
modern
reasonable.
Israeli one shekel has that. That's the I think
Yeah.
that's is that the Palestinian coin you were talking about, supposedly you guys talked about?
Exactly. Yeah. That's
Right.
a lily flower. It has that image of a lily
Right. And
flower.
so it
So
says
that
in
was the
Paleo
second.
Hebrew Yud-Heh Dalet Yahud, which was the Aramaic name of Judah, under the Persian Empire. Why and this is almost a trick question. I don't know if you know this, why there's no coins from the first temple period. Right, why don't we find a coin of King Zedekiah or King David? Why are there no coins from that period?
Well, the whole concept of coins was not introduced until, like, to at least to the region until that time period, until
Right,
around the
coins
sixth
didn't
century.
exist. They didn't have coins at the time of King David. They were invented probably in the 7th century BCE in what is today modern Turkey. And then it was only in the Persian period that coins reached the land of Israel. And when Abraham bought the Marat HaMachpelah for 400 shekel, those were probably ingots, like little slabs of silver.
Let's see. Yes, I have.
Have a silver ingot.
Have what's called a betza. Betza is like it's a chunk in
What
little
was the word?
translation. Betza.
Betza. Okay, like egg.
Yeah. No, betza with an ayin at the end.
Oh, okay,
It's
with an
like the
betza.
Hebrew term for greed
Oh,
is
betza. Okay, all right.
So
Okay.
let's
Oh, so
see.
that's okay. Nice.
Yeah, let's
All right.
see.
I don't
Yeah,
know if we can see that there, but
it's a
that said,
tiny like.
is that a piece of stone that says betza on it?
No, it's a piece of silver. Like
Oh.
it's not really shiny, but it's a tiny piece of silver. It doesn't have any words on it. But it's
Oh,
like
okay.
it's just a, it's a chunk. It's a chunk of silver that was used.
Okay.
Yeah, they would like. Betza just means like a chunk or like a piece, like you call you can halal, like basically break bread. So like it's a chunk of silver, a small chunk.
Okay.
And then like shekel would be a rate, well, like you have shekel, netzer, seam, like different types of measurements of weight, basically. So if you have like shekel kesef means just silver and a certain weight.
Okay, right. Okay, so they have coins in the 4th century or in the maybe the 5th century BCE, something like this, that say Yehud, and we've now reproduced those as our one shekel coin. And what are some of these? So that's like a modern coin. So I'm just looking at some of these that you sent. Guys, you can get this if you go to, oh, there is a shekel here. So I could take this out, this one out, and spend it. But the other ones, some of these are coins that aren't used anymore. Like here we have 250 potah, and on the back are these three stalks of wheat. So tell me about that coin. What's the story of that coin?
The few stocks of wheat. The puta was basically the first, like the first coins during the time of the British Mandate. They used what was called mil, and like so immediately after Israel gained independence, like they had a 25 mil for a year or two. Then like they basically switched to butot. I think most 5 or 6 of the coins sent you are butot. They were used from the 1950s, I think, up until the 70s. I'm not 100% sure about it, but yeah, the butot had a lot of images from the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt. But I think the 250 puta, the one with so I think that represents a very rare coin, a very rare coin that I think only 4 or 5 of them were found so far. And if I'm not mistaken, it's from the first revolt, but about from the Great Revolt against the Romans. I'm not 100% sure about it. I do know that was very rare,
Let me
and
ask you this question. I'm going to stray a little bit because I want to get back to the first revolt, the second revolt. I want to talk about that. What you mentioned the word Zionist, and I know I have some listeners there who don't know what that means, or maybe they think they know what it means and it's not what it means, and maybe it means something different to you than it means to me, right? So, what is a Zionist? Are you a Zionist?
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to NehemiahsWall.com and become a support team member today.